So at the top of the show, I mentioned that there are just an incredible number of Thai restaurants in the U.S., you know, relative to how many Thai people there actually are here. And the reason for that is fascinating. Mark Padungpot, a professor of Asian and Asian American studies, is here to help us understand why. Hey, Mark, it's great to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me, Francis.
I'm excited to talk with you. So I was talking with a friend once, and we were talking about the kind of cookie cutter-ish menus that, you know, lots of Thai restaurants have, you know, and he said, well, you know why they're all pretty much the same, right? I'm like, no, why? And he said, well, the Thai government trains people on how to open those restaurants and then sends them out into the world. And I was like, whoa, what? Is that true? Is that why there are so many Thai restaurants in the United States?
You know, yeah, I've read a couple of those stories too, and that's absolutely true. And, you know, the Thai government has been invested in this to really promote Thai cuisine. And, you know, it's part of their economic national development plan that was started around the early 2000s. And, you know, they train chefs. They export them to, like, everywhere around the world to open restaurants and to work in restaurants. And, you know, it's to stimulate tourism to Thailand, but it's also to try to standardize Thai taste around the world, because the government also feels like the different kinds of Thai food around the world has given it somewhat of a bad name. And so they're trying to standardize this Thai flavor.
Oh, that's so interesting. Well, it's so funny because then you have people who always say, well, you know, the stuff you get there is nothing like what you get here. But that's sort of immaterial, right? Because, like, oh, what they're trying to do is almost establish like a global baseline that, you know, may not have anything to do with what it seems Thai people actually eat in Thailand.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I've heard some rumors of the government creating or they have this taste robot to to actually taste Thai, you know, dishes. And, you know, I guess in some formula that the robot has determines whether or not this is authentic Thai flavors or not.
Oh my God,
yeah,
that's so
crazy. That's also fascinating too.
But okay, but in your book, in your history, you know, Thai restaurants in the United States are not here because the government has been sending them. Like you said, this has been since early 2000, so like 15 years or so. And in your history, Thai food in America really starts in Los Angeles. How did it become popular there?
Yeah, and so I'll add that too, right? So reading a lot of these stories about the Thai government's role is really important because I think it challenges that idea that, you know, Thai immigrants just pick up and go and open up restaurants on their own. And I think it's important to think about the role that governments have. But when I read the stories, I'm always like, that only explains the number of Thai restaurants since the early 2000s. And so my book actually really traces it to the 1980s. And as you said, Los Angeles is the kind of crucible of the Thai food scene in the United States. And there's really three key turning points here. One is that it starts not when Thai immigrants come to L.A., but when the United States goes to Thailand during the Cold War in the 1950s and 60s. And by the United States, I mean the U.S. military, Peace Corps volunteers, Fulbright fellows. And so those U.S. citizens come into contact with Thai food, write Thai cookbooks, introduce it to suburban housewives back in West L.A., and that kind of gets the ball rolling. And then, you know, within a decade or two, you have a huge migration of Thai students coming to study in the Los Angeles area and really around the country. And they are the first ones to open Thai restaurants to feed themselves, to feed other students. And then, you know, they feel like, hey, let's try to sell some of this food to Angelenos. And then the other kind of big turning point is the opening of the Bangkok market in 1971. So before the opening of the market, Thai people are cooking quote-unquote Thai food, but they're really using Chinese ingredients and they're substituting ingredients. And so
they don't have... Nobody can find it at a Chinese market.
Exactly. So, you know, they have soy sauce, but they don't have fish sauce. They don't have any kaffir lime leaves. And so the Bangkok market, opened by Pramot Tilakamongkorn, he is the first to import Thai canned goods, Thai produce, Southeast Asian produce. They try to grow it in California. Ultimately, they end up in Mexico growing, you know, 90% of the Southeast Asian produce that comes into the United States. And so those, I think, three moments really give rise to the Thai food scene in LA in the 1960s, in the late 1960s.
And then how did it spread across the country?
Yeah. If we look at where Thai people are settling in the 1970s, they're in California, but then they're also in Illinois, Michigan, Texas, D.C. And that's because they're studying there. And those students then open up Thai restaurants. Again, they create a market for Thai cuisine in these other areas. So I think that's part of the story. And then you also have, again, in the 1970s, partly because of the Bangkok market family, you have this conglomerate of Thai people who then start to recruit other Thais to open up restaurants in other places. And I think the other factor here in terms of visibility as well is Tommy Tang, who was a really popular Thai chef in Los Angeles, who cooked kind of this, what we might call fusion Thai food today. But he opens up a restaurant in New York in the 1980s and becomes the first bi-coastal Thai chef in the United States. And I think that helps expand it nationally too.
Yeah. You know, this thing about LA, so Thai Town is a little east of Hollywood, but some of the restaurants you mentioned in the book that are really sort of key in Los Angeles are in West Hollywood.
Yes.
The restaurant Talisai, which is owned by my friend Chris Yenbarung, you know, he comes from that restaurant family, and I remember hearing him talk about how, you know, David Geffen used to come in as a regular for lunch, and you know, he would bring, you know, whatever pop star was on his record label at the time, and so they would have these mega stars at the restaurants. And I think, well, in the 80s, it's LA, it's celebrity culture, like everyone starts to really care about where Madonna has, what Madonna wears, what Madonna does in her spare time, what Madonna eats. So
yeah, that's an important cultural phenomenon that I think gets overlooked a lot. How does it become, you know, what I would consider, like, it's Thai food is seen as trendy, it has a certain cultural cachet, but how did that develop? And I think to explain that, you have to look at LA in the 1980s, and you have to look at what's happening locally, specifically within West Hollywood. And so a lot of the early Thai restaurants that open in West Hollywood, as you mentioned, Talisai is on the Sunset Strip. Chandala is right in the heart of Hollywood. And you have Royal Thai Cuisine, which is also near movie studios. And these restaurants highlight just how many celebrities come in. So Victor Sotsuk, who ran the Siamese Princess in West Hollywood, you know, he wrote a cookbook and he's like, Madonna comes to my restaurant. Oh, this is the 1980s, of course. He's like, Madonna comes in. She has her own booth. Prince comes in all the time. At Talisai, Prakat Yenbarung is like, you know, Harrison Ford eats here often. And I think that in order to explain how it is that Thai food becomes popular, I think you have to talk about the rise of celebrity culture and LA in the 80s, right? There's a certain aesthetic, but that connection to celebrity culture, Hollywood, the music industry, the movie industry, I think gives Thai food a certain cultural cachet that I think is part of that story of the popularization.
Yeah, it had a vibe. It wasn't just like, oh, check out, you can get it. It's a vibe. It's cool. This is so interesting. Thanks so much, Mark.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me on, Francis.
Mark Padungpot is author of Flavors of Empire, Food and the Making of Thai America, and he's an associate professor at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.